I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Searching for answers far and so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I hope you have all had a wonderful week. I'm so happy to be here with all of you this morning. Waking up each morning is a joy and a blessing from God. Last week, the message was Seasons of Transitions. And we ran out of time before the message was finished, so this week's message is Seasons of Transition, Part 2. And so let's open up today's message with a word of prayer. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of life and health. Thank you for waking us up each morning. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to come together today and to feel your presence in this place. We have come to worship you, to offer thanksgiving and praises to you today. As we gather here today, help us to increase our knowledge of you. Let us encounter you in a new way. And may we leave here a changed person in mind, body, and soul. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel. May the words that come from my mouth be the words that you would put there, having not come from my own lips. We thank you in advance for these answered prayers. In Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer, folks. Let's get started. Last week, autumn season made its arrival, and some of you may call it the fall season. God laid it upon my heart last week with these seasons in nature, but we all do experience different seasons of our life. Last week, we talked about some of the changing seasons in our life. The verse from last week and for today's message comes from Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time for silence, a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. I'm going to spend a few moments recapping the message from last week in case you weren't with us last week. The changes in season mark the passing of another year. The different seasons change the environment significantly. In the spring, seeds take root and vegetation begins to grow. Farmers are working the dirt and planting those seeds for a fall harvest. The weather is warmer and often wetter. And as I mentioned last week, this is my favorite season because it means rebirth to me. Spring means a new hope, and it reminds me of God's promises. And so this is why spring is my favorite season out of the year. In the summer, temperatures may increase to their hottest of the year. It causes droughts that can bring trouble upon people, animals, and plants. And fires can happen because of it. In the autumn months, temperatures cool down. Plants become dormant. Animals prepare themselves for the upcoming colder temperatures, storing food or traveling to warmer locations until after the cold season is over. The autumn season is when the farmers harvest their crops that they planted in the spring. And winter brings colder weather. Some areas of the world may experience snow, ice, or even both. People prepare for the cold, the winter months, by winterizing their homes and vehicles, getting better tires on their automobiles, checking fluids, such things like that. People may even store up a little extra food or blankets in case of a power outage or in the event that they get snowed in and they can't get out of their homes for a while. But even though these different seasons may have their own hazards, they each have their own special brand of beauty as well. And the answer to that question is, we as humans, we all experience changing seasons in our personal lives. And in the verses from Ecclesiastes that I just read, God tells us there is a time for everything, an appointed hour. Just as we experience changing seasons in the natural seasons here on earth, we also experience changing seasons in our life with Christ. We also talked about last week how to detect what season you are in and how to get through each season of your life. And some of these seasons were a dry season, a waiting season, a grinding season, a test and trial season, and a happy season. But you can also experience such seasons as the empty nest season, financial hardships, loss of health, loss of loved one season, or even maybe a moving from one location to another season. Basically, folks, any time that brings you change, for good or bad, is a new season in your life. Our lives are ever changing. Some seasons may last for only a little while others may last a few weeks or a few months, and sometimes even beyond that. Some seasons in our life are game changers where nothing will ever be the same as it was before. But sometimes that's a blessing. In whatever season of life that you find yourself in, the key is to know what season of life that you're in, and to keep pressing through it. Keep drawing closer to God, despite how far away He may feel. Don't give up, because God is always with you, beside you, every step of the way. And just like that poem, Footprints, when it gets to be too much for us to do it alone, He will carry us through. Our Heavenly Father cares about what happens to us, and He loves each and every one of us. There is not one of us who can understand us like God does. He knows what you are going through, and He will give you a way of escape. Friends, life is full of struggles, trials, pain, and even happy times. It doesn't matter what our financial status is, what the color of our skin is, how big or small our house is, or what material possessions we may or may not own. These seasons of our life will come to all of us, whether we want them to or not. The thing that matters is how we respond to them when they come. Do we fall away from God and blame Him for what's going on in our life? Or do we draw ever closer, counting our blessings and trusting in Him to work through our battles and bring us to the place He desires us to be in our life? Friends, how we respond to the seasons of our life makes all the difference in the outcome. From last week's message up to where we are right now in the message, I hope that you have been examining your own life. I hope you've gotten an idea what season you are currently in. What season do you think you are currently experiencing? The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, for everything there is a season. And in Ecclesiastes 3:11, the Bible reminds us, God has made everything beautiful in His time. This may be hard to believe, but we can all grow and flourish in every season of our life, no matter what that season is, if we only believe in God's promises and His perfect timing to deliver us from each season. Friends, keep pressing forward, leaning on God for your strength, your courage, and your direction. Don't give up. I can't stress that enough. Don't give up. Though it may feel like you are alone, that you are the only one struggling, I promise you that you are not alone. Every person in this world is going through something of their own. The consistency of the earth's seasons is a reflection of how our Creator, and the steadfastness of His character. Our Heavenly Father cares for every one of His creations, from the littlest sparrow to the mightiest of His creations, and He calls us more precious than these. We can trust and believe that any time of uncertainty in our lives, that His love and His provision for us will never fail. God is with us in every season of our life. When we face the unknown, we can trust that He is always in control, and He's working every situation out for our good. In Psalm 1:3, the Bible tells us, "And He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth His fruit in His season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper." Friends, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and go to a quick break, and I hope you will stay tuned in to the Hope Show after these songs are played.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at Your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what You see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need Your rest. Mighty warrior, King of the fight, no matter what I face, Your battle.
Move the mountains, I'm needing You to move. When You tomorrow brings. It's not a day yet you have not seen. So in all things be my life and bread. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. You are my strength and comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go you've not already said. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move.
Among the shadows, you wiped my tears away. And I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days. And I break bread to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held the blessings God you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter my dreams get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hand.
Hills and valleys, hills and valleys.
choose to say, let it be your name, yeah, yeah. And I am not alone.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I'm happy that we are all joined here today to worship and to fellowship together. If you are just tuning in, today's message is Seasons of Transition, Part 2. We have been talking about the spiritual seasons that come into our lives, just like the earthly seasons that God brings us each year. Some of the seasons are happy seasons, while other seasons can be unpleasant and confusing. What if we had one spiritual season year-round? Most of us wouldn't like that much unless we were in a happy season all year round. But God knew what He was doing when He created all the different seasons in nature and in our lives. The earth needs the different seasons, just as we need the different seasons in our own life to grow and mature spiritually. Did you know the seasons in our life mirror our spiritual growth? Spiritual growth moves through cycles just as the planet moves through the seasons. It is an awe-inspiring moment when you recognize how the movement of the different seasons mirrors your own spiritual growth. The closer you get to God, the more you open up to feel the wonder of God's creation and to see how graceful it is. And then the more you will love God and appreciate the changing seasons in your life. The more you will go into each new season of your life with anticipation of where God is taking you. Friends, do not fear the change. God tells us that He is the risen one, or Jesus tells us that He is the risen one who shines upon us always. As the seasons of our life change, it can take us outside of our comfort zone. Things feel out of control. Our routine is not running smoothly. We tend to feel more secure when our life is predictable. But God tells us, "Trust in me and do not be afraid. Take refuge in the shelter of my wings where you are absolutely secure." When we feel shaken out of our comfort zones, we are to grip His hand tightly. Instead of moaning and groaning over what is going wrong, we need to learn to look for opportunities for spiritual growth. Accept the challenge of something new in our life. God tells us in the Bible that He leads us from glory to glory, making us fit for His kingdom. Do not be afraid of what you are currently experiencing. In fact, embrace it, friends. Change is constant and natural. Instead of moaning about the changes that are happening in your life, think of these changes as the birth of a new level that God is launching you toward. As the fall season in nature, the leaves start to fall from the trees, everything starts preparation for the winter season. And in order for us to progress spiritually, we need to let those things die that are finished in our lives so that we can move forward. When God closes one door, He opens another. We need to always praise God while we're in the hallway, waiting for another door to open. God is working all things out for our good. We need to remain and be patient while God is doing His good work in us. So how are we supposed to embrace change? Maybe you're in a happy season where everything is going great. That's easy to embrace, and you wish you could stay in this season forever. But what if you're not in that season? Maybe you're in a season of transition from something such as grief or conflict, illness, unanswered prayers, new challenges, or just trying to get by. Maybe you can't imagine how this particular season could be a blessing in disguise. Do you know where seeds are planted? seeds are planted in the dirt. And dirt is messy. And most of us try to avoid the messy things in our life. But did you also know that dirt can hold a certain kind of magic, too? Your past mistakes, your heartache, your circumstances, and the tension that you feel right now in your season, everything, is a part of your growing ground. You will birth the pains of breaking ground and growth spurts, but you will also reap the benefits of the sun and rain. Friends, whatever season you are in, there is really only one way to do your season well, and that is to embrace it instead of fighting it every step of the way. Embracing your season does not mean that you have to love it, but it does mean that you have to let go of it and let God deal with it. Trust in God to get you through it and launch you into a whole new level. There are several reasons that you should embrace your seasons. First of all, because it's a time of growth. If you're willing to dig in deep where God has planted you and try to discover what it is that God is trying to teach you. Your season may give you your faith deeper roots. And in my own experience, I have discovered that I rely more on God during those hard times. And this leads me to a deeper peace and faith as I seek Him more and more in prayer and in studying His Word. Therefore, my faith grows and my roots become stronger in the Lord. Your season may be preparing you for what's next. Sometimes in a particularly hard season, you may find yourself with an unexpected open time and space in your life while you're waiting in that time, in that season, that waiting period. And it's during these times that you find and you draw strength from being around fellow believers and perhaps more time to read and study God's Word. Everything you do during this time is preparing you for what's next. I used my dad's health in passing as an example last week, but I want to use this season in my life again for another purpose. There have been some things that I have been holding on to in my heart since my childhood days. I knew I needed to let go and let God deal with it, but I've been procrastinating. My very wise husband told me that I needed to get things right with my dad because there would come a day when it would be too late. I came up with a whole lot of excuses. I balked at the idea, saying that there was nothing to fix. All along I knew better, and I knew my husband was right. And it wasn't but a few short months after this conversation that my dad fell gravely ill, and we thought we were going to lose him then and there. And it is then that I begged and I pleaded with God, please, not now, not like this. I need more time. And it really hit me hard at that moment that I needed to get serious and fast about putting the past behind me and making things right, because as my husband said, the time was coming that I would miss my window of opportunity and I would never be able to look at myself in the mirror with a clear conscience. As it turned out, I moved in with my parents on January 9th of 2018, and I lived with them for almost the whole year. In the few months that I did not live there, I drove up there to spend several days out of the week helping them. Then on December 21st, 2018, my father passed away. Friends, God gave me more than I expected and more than I deserved. God gave me one more very special year with my dad. I prayed and prayed and prayed some more. During that year, God worked many miracles for my parents, my brother, and myself. Many good things came from that year, even though there are also a lot of hard times too. But when Dad passed away, I had peace in my heart that surpassed all understanding. I had let go of the past. God gave me the perfect amount of time, and all was well with my soul. And Dad gained his wings. But God prepared me for what was next by allowing me the opportunity to live with my folks during that year. God is so gracious. He is so merciful. And another reason you should embrace your seasons is that they might just surprise you in many other ways too. But if you're constantly grumbling about your situation, you may very easily miss out on all the good things God is trying to give you. You may very easily miss out on the good things. Miss out on all the new opportunities at something like a new relationship, new path, new dreams that are far better than anything you could have imagined for yourself. Your season may have something not only to teach you, but to teach someone else. Take my season, for example. It not only helped me to grow, but it also helped put me in a position of knowing what it feels like when you lose a loved one. And it gave me the opportunity 3 months after my dad passed to connect with my best friend when she lost her own dad and to help her through that difficult season in her life. Both. The year that I spent with my dad, my parents, my brother, his passing, and the opportunity to help my friend through that season in her life. They were all blessings. Blessings in disguise. Unexpected blessings. The seasons in your life may bring life-giving memories later on. Though that year with my dad was tough, I can look back on that time now as such a beautiful gift from God. As the memories of that year still linger in my mind, I see the struggles and I still remember how there were times of great pain. But mostly, most importantly, I see and I remember all the miracles and the blessings. I see how God grew me and launched me into a whole new level, a new chapter of my life. And when I reflect on that year, yes, there's a bit of sadness, but there's mostly joy because God held every detail of our lives in the palm of his hands. Every detail of that year was executed in God's perfect timing. I would never have imagined how that year would change my life. It's given me a totally different perspective on life, and it has grown me exponentially in my spiritual walk with God. It has given me so much more appreciation for life and has shown me how fragile life is. It has shown me what priorities are really important. It has shown me just how important family is and how important it is to maintain healthy relationships. That year, God gave me so much more than I expected. And I am forever grateful for everything God is in my life. Friends, Your season may fly by when you be. Your seasons may fly by, especially when you begin to see them as what they are, a gift from God. Rejoicing in our afflictions is incredibly hard to do sometimes, but God can help us. When we purposefully praise God during our hard seasons, the light in our mind begins to turn on. We begin to see our seasons through God's eyes, and our complaining turns into complete trust and faith in Him. When our faith is deepened, new joy blooms. Aren't there times in your life where you wish you could just freeze time? When faith is deepened and new joy is blooming, that is one of those times. Your seasons may teach you very important life skills. And that life skill, or one of them, is to embrace the changes. To grow what matters in life. Just as you grow flowers in your garden, you have to get your hands dirty sometimes. You have to dig in right where you are. Growing what matters takes hard work, consistency, and faith. We can choose to embrace the changes in our lives, or we can choose to fight against those changes in our lives. But friends, fighting against the changes will get you nowhere. In fact, it will keep you wandering around in the wilderness until you learn this very valuable lesson, this truth. Change is going to happen whether we like it or not. We can't control it, but we can choose how we respond to it. Choose to embrace the changes, the imperfect progress and the imperfect circumstances. And like in Romans 8:28, trust in God that all things, God works all things out for the good of those who love Him. God intentionally created us to grow, change, and learn over time through different seasons in our lives, not all at once. The truth is that we're not ready to learn all things at once. The truth is that we are all fearfully, imperfectly, and wonderfully made. We couldn't handle the truth. We couldn't handle every season of our lives all at once. God has to grow us and prepare us from one thing to another, from valley to valley, from mountaintop to mountaintop. We will all undergo many transformations in our life, not just a single or all at once event, but each of them will draw us closer to God. God is the potter and we are the clay. He shapes us and transforms us one layer at a time in His perfect timing. Friends, your season will not last forever, but it may have something really wonderful that you don't want to miss out on. By fighting the season, fighting the changes. As Ecclesiastes 3:1-2 remind us, for everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted. Friends, no matter what you're dealing with right now, give it to God. Trust Him completely and faithfully, and know that He is working all things out for your good. Seasons in our life don't last forever. God is walking with you through the valley, through the low times in your life, and He will walk with you right out of the valley and back up the next mountain to your next happy season. Be patient in the waiting season, and know that God is answering your prayers. Maybe in the way that you hope for, and maybe not in the way that you hope for. But God is moving in your life. And whatever way it turns out, it'll be the best choice for your life. God knows what we need better than we know what we need. And His timing is not our own. Friends, I hope this two-part series for transitioning through the seasons, I hope that God has revealed some things to you and that you have grew simply by listening to God's Word. And I pray that it gives you some direction for what you're going through, or maybe some clarity. His timing is not our own. So with that being said, let's go to a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the message we have just received. Thank you for reminding us of your truth and your promises. Thank you for every season of our life. We praise you from right where we are at today. And we give thanks, for your ways are always perfect. Father, we love you. Thank you in advance for our answered prayers and for the work that you are doing in each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, Amen. God bless each and every one of you out there. Until next Saturday, same time, same place. I wish all of you a very blessed week. Take care.
I'm so confused.
This world can be cold and bitter. Feels like we're in the dead of winter, waiting on something better. But am I really gonna hide forever? Over and over again, I hear your voice in my head. Let your light shine, let your light shine.